Standing, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The year I was turning 18, my parents gave me a suitcase at Christmas. And as I looked perplexed at the empty suitcase, my mother said, "You're growing up, Stephanie. We're proud of the adult you're becoming. And our job as your parents is to help you reach independence. And this suitcase is a sign that soon you will be leaving for university and you will not be coming back." I actually do have an excellent relationship with my parents. My parents wanted me to become independent. They wanted me to become mature, to enter into responsible adulthood. And really, these are all things that we hope for our children and our grandchildren, even if we don't necessarily give them a suitcase at Christmas to make the point. And I think we see this social valuing of independence and responsibility and maturity, even when it's expressed in the negative sense. Think about what we say to an adult who we feel is not acting their age. We say, "Grow up." Or have you ever heard a woman say of a man, "He's such a child"? It's not intended as a compliment, is it? And maturity is something we value as well on the spiritual realm. Often on a Sunday morning, we hear in the Bible scriptures that are talking about becoming mature in your faith, growing in your knowledge of God, in your love of God. And yet in today's gospel reading, Jesus is definitely not telling us to grow up. Instead, he's telling us, be like a child. "Let the little children come to me," he told his disciples. "Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." You can show the next slide. Adults need to learn from children. That's what Jesus is saying. There's something about the way that children respond to the gospel that we kind of forget when we grow up, when we become adults. And yet, the way that kids respond to the gospel is critical to the life of faith. So look to the children, Jesus says, and learn. Now, I've heard a lot of very sentimental readings about this passage and what Jesus was meaning when he said this. I've heard some people say that what Jesus is valuing is childhood innocence or children's ability to play or their natural sense of wonder. And while these are all lovely and true things about children, scholars tell us that this is not what Jesus was getting at in this passage. The next slide. In Jesus' day, there was a couple of things that were true about children. One, children were seen as gifts from God, and parents were to cherish those gifts. Now, this was more true if you were Jewish than Roman. If you were Roman, you were kind of out of luck if you weren't wealthy or a boy. But in Jewish circles, children were seen as a gift from God, and you were to cherish them as parents. Second, they were seen as adults in potential. That is, children were kind of incomplete projects, and they were to become fully human, they needed to grow into maturity, into adulthood, to become fully human. And thirdly, and most importantly for today's passage, children were nobodies. So we live in a very child-centered society. That was not the case in the first century. In the first century, children had nothing. They had a lower standard, social standing even than women. They had literally nothing to offer, right? No money, no property, no knowledge, no skills. They were children. They were not masters of their own destiny. They looked to their parents to provide for them. They depended on the goodwill of the adults around them. And for Jewish children, they only had one job, and their job was to honor their parents, to obey them. Now, in Mark's gospel, this tiny little passage that I read to you this morning is actually found in a much longer passage where you see all these adults asking questions about power and greatness. There was a rich man who came to Jesus and he wanted to know what he had to do to inherit the kingdom of God. And then there was this argument that broke out among the disciples. And you know what they were arguing about? They were arguing about who was going to be greatest in God's kingdom. And then there was James and John, Jesus' disciple, and they came to Jesus and they wanted to know if they could sit on Jesus' right or left hand when Jesus came into the kingdom. All of these adults wanting to know if they're good enough, if they measure up, what must they do to earn God's favor? And so in the midst of all this jostling of adults, what does Jesus do? But he takes a child and he sets this young child in the middle of them and he says, "Listen up. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." You can do the next slide. And the next one. I think that special spiritual quality that children have, that Jesus is asking us to emulate, is kind of like what St. Paul talks about in a lot of his letters. It's faith. It's faith. Think about the children who came to Jesus that day. They were not laying claim to the kingdom as something that was owed to them. They received Jesus' blessing simply as a gift. They came to Jesus because they recognized that Jesus was good and he had the power to bless them. And they climbed into Jesus' lap in the way that little children do. Not asking Jesus, "What do I need to pay you? What do I need to do for you?" but simply received his blessing. And this is how we are come to Jesus, not as masters of our destiny, but as children, coming to the arms of Jesus. To me, to receive the kingdom of God like a child is a reminder that it's not about us or what we have or what we've done, but about what God has done for us in Jesus. And the best way that I can describe what this feels like is to tell you the story of our son Jamie. When he was 2.5, he gave me permission to tell this. Now, Jamie, when he was 2.5, he didn't quite have everything sorted out. He was not an expert on the Christian faith. One day after Sunday school, I said, what was the Bible story you learned? He said, "Jesus died on an apple." And we clarified that. But in addition to not having everything sorted out quite right in his head, he was 2.5, 3, right? And toddler behavior, his behavior left something to be desired at times. And yet, in other ways, Jamie at 3, to me, his heart showed the kind of faith that Jesus loves. When Jamie was 3, he saw Jesus everywhere. The Sikh man in IKEA, he got excited. That was Jesus. He called out for his attention. The bearded trucker driving the 18-wheeler down the 410, he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus once 2 booths over from us in Kora's. And of course it wasn't Jesus. We explained that. That's not Jesus, Jamie. But what astounded me was Jamie's response when he thought he saw Jesus. Because it was an excitement and joy unlike anything I've ever seen. "Jesus!" he would cry. "Jesus! It's Jamie!" And he would struggle with the buckles on his car seat. He would struggle with the straps on his grocery cart. He would push against my restraining arms. Because although Jamie didn't have everything sorted, including how Jesus is in the world today, Jamie knew the most important things. That Jesus is good. That Jesus loves Jamie. And that nothing in this world is more important and more joyful than coming to him. A master's degree in divinity does not qualify you to enter the kingdom of God. The highest moral character, a life of good deeds, is not going to earn you a place in the kingdom of heaven. Because it's not about measuring up. It's not about being good enough. It's not about us. It's about who Jesus is and what God has done for us through him. And all that we have to do is come to him like a child, trusting in him and ready to receive his blessing. And to those scripture tell us who receive Jesus, who place their trust in him, to them he gives power to become children of God. There are many ways to come to Jesus, and today at this service, Stephanie is coming to Jesus through baptism, putting her trust in Jesus, receiving him as her Savior. And like the parents in Mark's Gospel, she and Ken, in turn, are bringing their children to Jesus to receive his blessing and become his disciples. But I think coming to Jesus is something we can all do again and again and again. And I think it can be in something as simple as a whispered prayer, "Yes, Jesus." It can be in an act of worship like what we're doing today, as we simply acknowledge our need for him and say yes to who Jesus is, yes to what he has done, and yes to him in our lives. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Loving Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your life, and we thank you for inviting children to come to you. And we remember today that time when you told your disciples to let the little children come to you, and that we can learn from children in their trusting and accepting ways. Help us to trust you, and help us, like those children, to open our hearts to you to receive your blessing. We pray these things in your name. Amen.